This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God is working it out, but in a grander way. And sometimes I need to be reminded of this because sometimes when I expect that God is going to come through one door or he's going to deliver within a certain time frame and he doesn't, I need to be inspired that it's going to happen, but it's going to happen in a grander way than I could have ever imagined. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about none other than Hannah. Hannah, of course, prayed to God for years for a child. She was married to Elkanah, who had another wife who often teased her because this other wife could bear children for him, but Hannah, of course, could not. And after years of praying for a child, enduring the insults from this other wife, once Hannah was even in the synagogue, and one of the priests thought that she was drunk because she was crying and praying so profusely to God for God to answer her prayers. But after all of Hannah's display of faithfulness, God still had not delivered in the way and in the time frame that Hannah had prayed for. But here's what God did do. He delivered in his own time, but he delivered in a much grander way for Hannah. As Hannah would not only have one child, she would have five, and one of those children would be the first prophet of Israel. So today, let us be encouraged that while God may not be working something out according to our timetable, he's working it out in a much grander way for us. So let us cling to these words, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." Jeremiah 29:11. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, know it's happening in a grander way.